Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dawn Fotopoulos is here. Dawn's a great member of our Brain Trust. She's the founder of Hidden Profit Profit, the founder of DF Consulting. She's the author of Accounting for the Number Phobic, which is now in something under 100 languages around the galaxy. Is that right, Dawn?
That's right.
Something under 100.
Under 100, for
yeah.
Sure.
No, it is, folks. It's in multiple languages. So you know that tells you what a resource it is. And she's our good friend. Hey, Dawn, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
I've got folks. I've only got an hour here at this time. I can't tell you about all her credentials. We have to leave some of them out. It's amazing. But, Dawn, thanks again for being here. I know one of the things you've done, that you do a lot of, when you're not hanging out with us, is you're helping people learn how to maximize the financial value of their activity, of their business.
Yes, that's right.
From,
and you mentioned
from,
it before
from,
the break,
from small business yeah. owners to even financial professionals.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's very interesting, Jim. We've got 660,000 accounting professionals in the United States. That includes CPAs, pro advisors, bookkeepers, and we have 27 million small business owners. So we know this. The big challenge is they don't talk to each other.
Right.
They speak completely different languages. So when I kind of had the epiphany about 5 years ago, and as you know, my mission is to double small business survival rates, because I think 50% failure rates are nuts. We're crazy.
It
makes no sense, especially if we have the answer, Jim, and you do, and I do, and that's what the show's all about. So once a year, I have the privilege of speaking at a conference called Scaling New Heights, which is the largest conference for accounting professionals in the world, and it's put on by Woodard Events, and these are great people. And their job is to equip these accounting professionals to transform small businesses. That's the whole point of this. And I've spoken now for the last 2 years, and I've had people rush me on the stage saying, OMG, I've never heard anybody talk like this. So I wanted to tell you a little story,
wouldn't
mind humoring me for a second. So the title of my talk this year was Guaranteeing Profits for Your Clients and for your practice. And what I have seen in the last 15 years is that most small businesses are in what I call the doom loop. And you know what that looks like? It looks like this. I can't pay my bills. And so the way I'm going to solve my problem is I'm going to grow my way out of the problem. I'm going to go out into the marketplace and find new customers. Oh, but I'm not finding them fast enough, so I'm going to drop my prices like crazy.
Right.
I'm going to kill my gross margin. I'm going to kill my profitability, but I'm going to
dilute the appraised value of my offerings.
That's right. And I'm going to attract a price-sensitive customer who will never buy from me full price. And now all I have succeeded in doing is I have scaled my losses, not profitability, but losses, and I bought myself another 4 to 5 man-hours worth of work a day. I am killing myself. And I'm not making any money.
And all I did was push off the inevitable 6 months.
That's exactly right, Jim. That's exactly right. So the whole point of my talk this year was to undo that doom loop. So I stood up there and I gave some key parameters, which I'll go through on the show, just top line, and then where people can get more if they're interested. But at any rate, I had a woman come up to me and she said, I have to talk to you. Said, you know, your talk changed my life. I said, that's a big statement. She said, no, it really did. Last year, when I came to Scaling New Heights, I had $86 to my name. My husband died 6 years ago. I have three children. Can you imagine being in that position? Okay.
Wow.
She's an accounting professional. She's very well credentialed. She said, my business was just falling apart, and I heard you speak, and I did everything you told me to do. I followed step by step. I did everything you told me to do. And I knew that I knew last year that I had to take that step of faith, spend the $2,000 that I didn't have to go to that conference to listen to somebody who I knew was going to change my life, and that was you. And she said, I did everything you said, and I want you to know that I have $15,000 in my checking account right now.
Wow.
And it, my life is night and day.
What are some of the main things that she did?
Okay, I'll tell you exactly what she did. The first thing she did is she got out of the doom loop. So she at least changed her mindset and realized that bigger wasn't better, that bigger doesn't mean profitable, that you can actually have a smaller business that is more profitable. So the first thing you have
and that
to
you
do
can,
is
and that you
mindset.
Can grow yourself out of business.
Oh, yes.
That's
you
part of the doom loop.
You can yourself into a deeper hole. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So that was like revelation. Just that was revelation. I said, and the second thing that she did was we looked at her product and service line. So she's a service provider. We looked at all the services that she was offering, and I said, you know, Edwina, and this is back in the day, right, a year ago, I said, Edwina, you're offering too many services. You're a solopreneur. You're one person.
Yeah.
You're only 24 hours
you gotta,
in a day.
You got to focus.
You really have to focus.
Part of the doom loop. Part of the doom loop is when you don't know what you're good. You don't know where your real value is. Where your wheelhouse is.
That's right. Where you're competitively advantaged. Right. That's the way we talk about it in marketing parlance. Where you're better than your competition. The other thing we did was we looked at the industries that she was serving, and this is a good word for all the business owners that are listening, Jim, is to say, okay, where are the industries, or what's the type of customer that I can service really easily? It's fun for me to service them. They get it. They appreciate it. And I am set up to service them efficiently. So there's one woman whose name is Gail, who's in the Pacific Northwest, and she only services law firms. That's it. She will not do any other business. She services law firms. She's structured to service law firms. She's brilliant at it. She is the nation's expert at it. And she said, I don't need anybody else. Everybody knows I'm the go-to person for that. So my question to everybody listening is, what are you the go-to person for?
Mm-hmm.
Right. When everybody needs X,
what are you known? What are you known for? And what
that's
do people consider
right.
you to be the expert in? Don, I need your website.
Right.
I need your website quickly, please.
Hidden Profit, Profit, P-R-O-P-H-E-T. And there's a 20-minute cheat sheet that everybody can download for free, and it talks about price.
Check it out, folks. HiddenProfitProfit.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.